relax tonight here as we bring you the championship game of the region this evening from Eagle Arena and Sandpoint Schools between the New Halen Malamutes, the number one seed, and the number two seed King Cove Thunderjacks. These three teams have a long history here, especially in the last year, as they played several hard-fought contests. The Malamutes have come out on top in the last three of those games, including last year's regional championship held in New Halen, where they defeated the King Cove to advance to the state. And that's what's on the line here tonight, is a berth in the state tournament in Anchorage. The winner of this game will advance to state. The loser goes home. And we've got about a minute 10 to go before we get this one underway. I'm Rob Lennon with you live on KSDP Radio. We're glad that you're with us tonight. And we're looking for a tough battle here between these two teams. The King Cove T-Jacks will be wearing black uniforms, trimmed in gold, gold letters, gold numbers. The New Halen Malamutes wearing white with blue stripes, blue letters and numbers. One injury of note is Robert Clay, the senior leader for the New Halen Malamutes, re-injured his knee a couple of days ago in practice. He's had some massage therapy and some other work done on that, and he's going to be ready to go tonight, though we're not sure that he'll be 100%. Rick Bresky getting ready to introduce the starting lineups, or the rosters, I'm sorry. And we'll go ahead and let you listen to Rick here. Number 10, Drayton Newman. Number 11, senior co-captain, Johnny Samuelson. Number 13, a junior, Cody King Mack. Number 20, a sophomore, Mark Newton. Number 21, a freshman, Dalton Utech. Another freshman, number 23, Christian Christensen. Number 25, a sophomore, Avery Samuelson. Number 32, a freshman, Devin Mack. Yet another freshman for Coach Ralph Lindquist. Number 40, Josiah Mack. And number 44, the other senior co-captain, Jordan Hamilton. Head Coach Ralph Lindquist, I know Jordan and Johnny do not want this to be their last high school basketball game. Now for the New Halen Malamutes, number 3, Joseph Cosbrook. Number 5, Ignatie Cobb. Number 10, Robert Clay. Number 11, Tyler and Nealon. Tyler and Johnny Samuelson, both wearing number 11, are going to go head-to-head. Number 13, Jeffrey Clay. Number 20, Matthew Anilin. Number 23, Gregory Trefon. Number 13, Matthew Ascoke, who gives his head coach, Bob Rusnowski, a hug before he heads out. And you can hear the crowd. The stands are full. Both teams are getting ready to take the floor. New Halen's defeated King Cove in two earlier games this season, 59-57 for the Sockeye Classic Championship in Bristol Bay in a classic basketball game. And then earlier here by 11 points, I believe it's 52-41 here at Sandpoint a couple of weeks ago. In that game, the T-Jacks were missing Cody Mack and Christian Christensen. Both teams take the floor now. The T-Jacks will move right to left on your radio dial. New Halen in white, King Cove in black. Johnny Samuelson and Robert Clay to take the tip on the floor for the T-Jacks. Cody Mack, Christian Christensen, Avery Samuelson, Johnny Samuelson, and Jordan Hamilton. Here's the tip. The ball goes up. Robert Clay wins it, and it goes back to Jeffrey Clay to Tyler Nealon. He gives a jump pass to Robert in the front court to Matthew Ascoke. He drives the lane, puts it up. No good. Rebound is fought for and taken down by Christensen. He gets it to Johnny Samuelson. who goes around a screen by Jordan Hamlin, and Matthew Ascoke just got planted. Johnny drives in, puts it up and off the glass. 2-0, T-Jax. I'll try not to yell too bad. Maybe I need to stay away from this phone. And Nealon goes left wing to Robert Clay. Robert back to Tyler up top. 2-3 zone by the T-Jax. Tyler goes left side to Robert Clay. Robert jump past to Matthew. We're going to have a foul there by Jordan Hamlin. Jordan had position. Matthew went up, and Jordan was under him when he came down, so they call a push there on Jordan. First foul on Jordan, first on the team. Left side stacked by New Haven. Ball lobbed out to Tyler Nealon. He and Johnny collide in midair, but Tyler comes down with the ball. Goes left side to Robert Clay. Number 10 holding the ball high goes back to Tyler. Tyler fakes a three, now goes left to Robert Clay for a three from the left wing. Off the back rim, no good. Rebounded by Cody Mack. 3-on-2 break for King Cove. Cody comes right side. He tries to dish it. It's batted away. Christensen picks it out there, puts it up. No good. The rebound is corralled there by Cody Mack, and he gets it out to Johnny Samuelson near half court. He lobs the ball too high for Jordan Hamilton on the cut. Johnny smiles at Coach Ralph Lindquist, pounds his hands together, and it's 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. 2-0, T-Jax. Tyler Nealon dribbles the ball across the timeline with the left hand, goes left wing deep in front of the T-Jax bench to Robert Clay. Number 10 bounces it to Joseph Cosbrook. Right wing to Tyler Nealon. Right corner to Robert Clay. He drives baseline, goes up, puts the shot up, no good off the rim. Rebound is brought down by Joseph Cosbrook. How did he get in there? He gets it out to Matthew Ascoke, who drives, puts it up, no good. Air ball to Christensen with the rebound off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny pushing the ball up the court, drives, goes in, dishes off to Cody Mack for a 15-footer off the front of the rim, no good. Fast break the other way. Cosbrook being chased there, goes up and makes the shot off the glass. Game tied to 2-2. Christian inbounds to Johnny. He's being pressured by Cosbrook in the backcourt. Number 3, guarding Johnny as he comes across the timeline. Johnny calls the play, goes between the legs, spin move, gives it to Christensen, right corner to Cody Mack. Cody looks for a dish, now takes a two-pointer short again. The big rebound is knocked off of Christian's hand, recovered by Robert Clay. He gets the ball to Tyler Nealon. He brings it across the timeline as the clock ticks under 6 minutes to go. First quarter championship game, King Cove and New Haven tied at 2. Tyler Nealon now launches a long three. No good. Tip by Jordan. Recovered by Avery Samuelson. He loses the ball on the floor, and it's recovered by Cosbrook. He comes in and puts it up. No good. And a foul on, if that's on Jordan, that's not good. And that's going to be on Jordan, his second. That's not good. That was a questionable call. New Haven lines up on the foul line. And Robert Clay slaps the ball, lobs it into Tyler Nealon. He drives the lane, goes in against Jordan. Stripped from behind by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny comes out, loses the ball as he dives out of bounds into the New Haven bench. We had a 2-on-1 break, but Johnny lost it. Fell out of bounds. Jordan Hamlin's got to play smart basketball. Tyler Nealon brings the ball in now across the timeline. Left wing to Robert Clay. Robert holds the ball high, goes to Tyler. Game tied at 2, 5:32 to play. Pass inbounds for Robert Clay in the middle. His pass to Matthew Ascoke. His shot is blocked there by Christensen and Samuelson. Not sure which one got it. The ball goes out of bounds off of Matthew Ascoke to the T-Jacks. And Christian inbounds it to Johnny. He brings it up against man pressure from Joseph Cosworth. Bounces in the front court to Cody. Back to Johnny. Johnny back to Cody on the left wing. Cody loses it. Gets it back. And his pass for Christian is knocked away by Robert Clay and picked off by Matthew Ascoke. T-Jacks looking a little unsure of themselves right now. As Tyler Nealon walks the ball across the Eagle logo, left wing to Robert Clay. Robert holds the ball high, now launches a long-range three, and it's good. Rainmaker for Robert Clay, and it's 5-2 New Haven. New Haven killed us with threes last year. Johnny crossover dribble comes across the timeline. Left wing to Avery for a wide-open three. His shot is good off the glass. Way to go, Avery. Probably not the way he planned it, but it'll work. All tied at 5 as Avery answers Robert Clay with a three of his own. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Tyler Nealon jump pass to Robert Clay, left wing. Robert holds the ball high, goes back out to Tyler for a three, and it's good. Straight on three by Tyler Nealon, and it's 8-5 New Haven, and now the ball is knocked away by Matthew Ascoke. Mark Newton entering the game, and Cody Mack will take a seat. Christian inbounds to Johnny. Joseph Cosbrook pressuring there. Johnny between the legs, crossover, comes across the timeline, right side, drives the side, gets it out to Jordan Hamlin. Jordan with a nice dish to Christian, and he puts it up and in. Nice passing there by the T-Jacks as Jordan went up and found Christian down low for a bucket from the left block, and it's 8-7. Robert Clay with the ball left wing now. Gets it into Matthew Ascoke. He's triple team, drives in, kicks it out to Tyler Nealon. Tyler for a straight on three, and it's good. Three three-pointers now by New Haven. They lead 11-7. Johnny Samuelson calls a timeout now in the backcourt. New Haven will flat out torch you with three-pointers, and we're going to have to get someone in their grill, or it's going to be a long night for the T-Jacks. 3:54 to go in the first quarter. New Haven 11, King Cove 7. Points of the game, Tyler Nealon with 2 threes for 6 points, 3 for Robert Clay and a pair for Joseph Cosbrook. And for the T-Jacks, 3 for A.B. Samuelson, 2 apiece for Johnny Samuelson and Christian Christensen. New Haven by 4, 30-second timeout. New Haven retakes the floor. Matthew Ascoke, Jeffrey Clay, Robert Clay, Joseph Cosbrook, and Tyler Nealon. And for the T-Jacks, it looks like it's going to be Jordan Hamilton, Johnny Samuelson, A.B. Samuelson, Mark Newton, and Christian Christensen. And New Haven now applying full court pressure. Ball goes into Johnny. He looks at it. Starts to dribble, goes to the right hand, comes around Cosbrook. Comes down, gets it left wing to Avery for another three. That one's short off the glass. Avery follows shot, didn't get the rebound though, as Tyler Nealon takes it down. Tyler comes across the timeline with the left hand, goes left side to Matthew Ascoke. He lobs it in the middle for Robert Clay. Back up to Tyler, saves it just in front of the half court line, gets it back to Robert. Left corner for Matthew. Back to Robert Clay, deep in the left wing, guarded by Mark Newton. He drives in, passes it to Tyler Nealon. He launches another three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Robert Clay, puts it up, no good. The rebound is knocked around and grabbed there by Avery Samuelson, and Avery is going to draw a foul, I believe, on number three, Joseph Cosworth, with the reach in. And now we have a media timeout on the floor. Not sure what a media timeout is or who the media is that's here, but we have a media timeout with 3:15 to go. It's like those commercial timeouts. So we give you a commercial right here, thanks to the KSDP sponsors, Peninsula Airways, Wells Fargo, the Schumigan Corporation, Alaska Wireless GCI, Tel Alaska, and the Alaska Federation of Natives. So there's your media timeout, and thanks to those fine sponsors of KSDP programming. I'm Rob Lannon with you live from Eagle Arena and Sandpoint School with a championship game here of the region tonight between King Cove and New Haven. Both teams retake the floor with 3:15 to play, and New Haven holding a four-point advantage 11-7 over the T-Jacks. Christian inbounds to Johnny. He brings it up against Cosbrook. Now dribbles it off his foot. He's going to have to hustle now to get it across the line, and he does. Gets it ahead to Christian in the corner to Mark. Back out to Johnny deep in the left wing. Gets it to Mark. Open for a three. Shoot that, Mark. He passes it up. Mark can knock down that shot. Johnny now drives, dishes it to Jordan, knocked away by Robert Clay and out of bounds. Good hands there on defense by Robert, and the T-Jacks will run a four-corner play off the inbounds underneath their own basket. Johnny slaps the ball, passes to Christian. He goes up, puts it up and in off the glass. 4 points for Christian, and it's 11-9. With under 3 minutes to go, Tyler Nealon dribbles the ball to left hand, goes left wing to Matthew Ascoke, back to Tyler, lobs it in for Robert Clay. He gets to Matthew on the wing. Jordan partially blocks it. Now there's a shot up, and Matthew Ascoke gets it back and puts it in. Johnny blows by the defender, puts up a three short off the rim, rebounded by Robert Clay. T-Jacks trailing by 4, 2 1/4 to go. Tyler brings it across the timeline, guarded there by Cody Mack. Goes left wing to Matthew Ascoke. Ascoke lobs it across for Cosbrook to Nealon. And Nealon lobs it to Ascoke in the corner. Puts it in to Robert Clay. Now here's a lob, and we got a foul on Christensen. As Jordan Hamilton batted the ball away. And then on the lob pass into Robert Clay, Christensen got a over-the-back foul as he reached. Ball will be inbounded by Robert Clay underneath the New Haven basket. He lobs it up top for Nealon. Gets it back to Robert Clay. He shoots a two-pointer from the right wing, and it's good. Robert Clay with 5, and it's 15-9, New Haven. Johnny inbounds to Jordan, gets it ahead to Christian. He gets it back to Johnny. Johnny guarded by Cosbrook, now double team. Picks up his dribble, looking for help, and throws the ball away. Intercepted by Jeffrey Clay. Gets it to Tyler Nealon, and New Haven will bring it across the timeline with under 2 minutes to go, leading by 6, 15-9. Go left wing to Ascoke, back to Tyler. Right wing to Cosbrook, to Tyler Nealon. To Ascoke down in the left corner. He gets it out to Tyler Nealon. Fakes, splits defense, drives, puts up a two. Off the in and out, no good. Gets a rebound, goes up. Good block there by Jordan Hamilton, but it's recovered by Nealon. Back out to Cosbrook, and they'll reset with a minute 25 to go. Matthew Ascoke lobs it into Robert Clay. He goes up and puts the shot in. Up over Jordan Hamilton on a fall away. Good shot by Robert. He's got seven, and it's 17-9. Johnny comes off a screen by Jordan, gets it to Mark Newton, back to Johnny. New Haven by eight with a minute nine to play. Johnny's pass is batted, taken by Mark, though, and he lobs it to Johnny in the corner. Johnny has an open three from the corner. Good! Big shot there for the T-Jacks, and it's 17-12 with under a minute to go here in the first quarter. T-Jacks need a defensive stop right here. Tyler walks across the eagle, goes left side to Robert Clay. Robert with the ball in the corner to Matthew. Ascoke guarded there by Mark Newton and Cody Mack, kicks it out to Tyler Nealon deep in the left wing. He dribbles back towards the middle, now lobs it in for Matthew Ascoke. Jordan Hamilton tipped it away from behind. Now Tyler Nealon falls down as Cody Mack knocked the ball loose. Tyler recovered it, fell to the ground, and is called for the travel. 17-12, 35 seconds to play. Mark Newton inbound for the T-Jacks in the backcourt right in front of the T-Jack bench. He gets it in to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny with a reverse spin move, comes right side, drives in, has the ball tipped away from behind and stolen by Matthew Ascoke. Matthew's going to drive down hard against Cody Mack. Cody with a good job of stopping him. He gets it out to Tyler Nealon. 18 seconds to play. Right wing to Robert Clay. Robert drives off the screen from Cosbrook, puts up a two. No good air ball. Mark Newton comes down with it. Comes out 2-on-2, passes it to Cody Mack. Cody had a three, lobs it out to Johnny. 5 seconds to play. Johnny crossover drive, tries to dish it in the corner to Mark Newton, and he throws it away out of bounds with 8 tenths to play. Oh. 17-12, 8 tenths to play. Robert Clay gets the inbounds pass and throws a length of the court shot. No good. And at the end of one quarter of play, the New Haven Malamutes 17, the King Cove T-Jacks 12. For the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson with 5, 4 for Christian Christensen, and 3 for Avery Samuelson. 2 fouls on Jordan Hamilton. And for New Haven, Tyler Nealon with 6, Robert Clay with 7, 2 apiece for Matthew Ascoke and Joseph Cosbrook. So that's the story after one quarter of play. T-Jacks really are fortunate to only be down 5 points, as they've not played very well at either end of the floor. A lot of hustle, but one thing that Coach Ralph Lindquist preaches to them, especially against a good three-point shooting team like New Haven, is you have to get in their face before they take the shot, and that hasn't happened. And as a result, New Haven's knocked down 3 three-pointers in the first quarter and had a couple of other open looks. King Cove has looked disjointed on the offensive end, but they've managed to put up 12 points. T-Jacks have the ball to start the second quarter. Johnny Samuelson right in front of us. Johnny, Mark Newton, Cody Mack, Christian Christensen, and Jordan Hamilton on the inbounds. Johnny throws it backcourt to Mark Newton. Mark spins and passes to Johnny, brings it across the timeline. Calling the play, guarded by Tyler Nealon, gets it up top to Jordan Hamilton, back to Johnny. Right wing for Cody Mack. Cody fakes the pass to Jordan. Now gets it in the corner to Christensen, back to Cody. Cody puts it out for Johnny up top. He splits the defense, drives in the lane, puts off a shot, partially blocked, tipped around, and taken down by Robert Clay. He gets it ahead to Tyler Nealon, who stops and lets Christian Christensen go by. Gets it to Robert Clay near the half-court circle, and Nealon gets the ball back and will set up the New Haven offense. Here's a lob in too high for Clay, taken down by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan gets it ahead to Johnny. He has the ball knocked out of bounds by Matthew Ascoke. And they're calling a jump ball because the referee, how did they not see that? And the possession arrow points to New Haven. Come on, guys. When you wear the stripes, you got to make a decision. Ascoke inbounds to Nealon. Back to Ascoke to Nealon. Fakes the three, goes to Ascoke, lobs it into Robert Clay. Back to Ascoke. He drives left baseline, goes around Jordan Hamilton. His pass is knocked away by Johnny to Jordan to Mark Newton on the fast break. He gets it to Cody Mack. Cody loses it. Picks it up to dribble, goes to Johnny. He has a three, fakes, drives the lane, goes up. His pass is knocked away, and he recovers the ball. They missed Christian open on the left side on that fast break. Now he goes to Cody for a three-point shot, and in and out, no good. And the rebound there by Robert Clay, who seems to be able to get the rebound without even jumping. He gets the ball to Tyler Nealon, who wipes the sweat off his face with his jersey as he crosses half court, picks up the dribble, goes to Robert Clay in the middle to Cosbrook, right wing. Over to left wing to Matthew Ascoke, to Robert Clay down low against Jordan Hamilton and Mark Newton. Robert hits Tyler up top. He drives the lane, kicks it to Matt Ascoke in the left-hand corner. His shot is short, no good. Rebounded by Jordan Hamilton. He's triple-teamed. The ball is knocked loose, but it gets to Johnny. Jordan's wanting a foul, and he got mugged there. Johnny goes all the way, lays it up and in. Lays it up and off the rim, but he draws a blocking foul on Jeffrey Clay. Jordan Hamilton got literally mugged by three Malamute defenders after he ripped down that rebound. Looking for a call and should have had it. Johnny at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. 17-13. Malamute's by four. 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Number 11 dribbles the ball twice. Puts the second one up. That's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Matthew Ascoke. He gets it to Robert Clay, to Tyler and Nealon with 6:10 to go. New Haven 17, King Cove 13. Tyler goes left wing to Robert Clay. Holds the ball high. Pass in the middle for Cosbrook. Blocked by Christensen. Jordan gets the ball out to... Now we're going to have a foul on somebody. Matthew Ascoke, I think. As the ball was loose, Christian got it, and Ascoke tackled him right in front of us. And we finally get a foul call. T-Jack's ball right in front of us. First foul on Matthew, third on New Haven. Johnny looking for help, lobs it backcourt to Mark Newton. Mark goes right side to Cody Mack, who brings it across the timeline. Cody picks up the dribble, goes to Christian, back to Cody up top. Cody lobs it far in the left wing for Mark. He puts it into Jordan. Jordan with a spin move, puts a shot up and good! First shot of the game and first points of the game for Big J, and it's 17-15. Jordan Hamilton won the free throw competition here earlier today amongst all the players, hitting 10 of 10 from the line. Cosbrook now with the ball to Nealon, left wing to Robert Clay. He puts it down low to Matthew Ascoke. He drives around Jordan and puts it up and in. Jordan didn't cut the baseline, and Matthew made him pay, and it's 19-15 with 5:22 to go in the first half. Johnny loses the ball, recovers it, bounce pass to Mark Newton. Mark bounced in the middle for Jordan. He goes up, gets knocked to the floor, and again, there's no call. We got three bodies on the floor. A jump ball, the position arrow points to King Cove. Jordan got hammered. And the referees need somebody to come and wipe up the sweat. Not sure what you need to do to have a foul called in this game. It's starting to look like NFL, which ended a month ago, fellas. New Orleans won the Super Bowl. We're not replaying it, so get in the game. We got the same colors here tonight. Black and gold for the T-Jacks, white and blue for the Malamutes, but it's not the National Football League as much as it looks like it. But it'll become that if they let it go. All right, Mark Newton inbound. Jordan sets a pick, gets it to Johnny in the corner. Fall away three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Robert Clay. 5:10 to go, 19-15, New Haven with the lead. Tyler Nealon brings it into the front court with the left hand. Goes left wing deep to Robert Clay. Robert holds the ball up right in front of Coach Ralph Lindquist. Bounces it back to Nealon up top. 2-3 zone by the T-Jacks. Cody, Mark, Jordan, Johnny, and Christian in the game. Robert Clay with a jump pass now to Matthew Ascoke. Back to Robert. Robert launches a three. No good. Rebounded by Christian on the far side. The ball goes away. He has it ripped away by Cosbrook, and it comes out to Jeffrey Clay. So tackling's allowed. So let's go ahead and put on some helmets and just play the game. Tyler Nealon, pressured by Johnny Samuelson, gets it to Joseph Cosbrook, to Jeffrey Clay, back out to Nealon, left side to Robert Clay, to Ascoke down low. He drives around Jordan, goes up against Christian, shot no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good. Rebound is tipped around, taken by Johnny Samuelson. He's going down against Tyler Nealon, goes up, puts it up, no good, off the rim. Johnny went hard to the floor, no call. Christian falls down, the rebound by Joseph Cosbrook. Cody pressure and Ascoke here at half court, and Nealon now looks for Robert Clay. He launches a three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Cody Mack. 4:03 to go. Cody picks up his dribble, and now he has his glasses pulled off by Matthew Ascoke, and that finally draws a foul. Hallelujah. They are really going to blow the whistle for something other than a timeout. And New Haven calls a timeout, and they blow the whistle for that. Good job, guys. Now get with it on the foul. So that's the... Third foul already on Matthew Ascoke, according to the scoreboard. Four team fouls in New Haven, three against King Cove. And now Matt's questioning that. And I think I've only got Matthew for two fouls, one against Jeff Clay, one against Cosbrook, two against Matt Ascoke. And I think they got that straightened out. 4:01 to play in the first half. New Haven 19, King Cove 15.
This is official.
Not really. If they need an official score, I've got it right here in front of me. So, but they haven't asked me for help earlier this year, so they're probably not going to ask now, except in Bristol Bay one time. Timeout is over. T-Jacks inbound the ball in the backcourt. Mark Newton holding it high, gets it into Johnny Samuelson. Full court pressure applied by Joseph Cosbrook. Johnny with a spin move. Now goes off the screen by Christensen at half court. Weaves goes in, puts the ball up, and in off the glass. Johnny Samuelson with 8 points now, and it's 19-17, T-Jax. Tyler Nealon comes around Cody Mack at half court, gets it to Cosbrook. His pass is knocked away by Christian, and Jordan recovers it for a steal in the backcourt, gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny comes up, drives in, dishes the ball to Cody Mack. A blocking foul there on Tyler and Nealon, and that was not a good call. Tyler had position. Johnny bowled into him, and they called a foul on Tyler. So Johnny inbound underneath, slaps the ball, lobs it out top for Cody Mack. Cody drives, gets it to Johnny in the corner, passes up a three, goes behind the back to Cody, and he wasn't looking for it. Coach Link was telling Johnny to settle down a little bit. Would have liked to seen Johnny launch that three. He's already knocked one down from that corner earlier. 3:24 to play. Tyler Nealon brings the ball across the timeline. New Haven up 19-17. Robert Clay at the foul line. Stripped away from behind by Johnny. Johnny coming across the timeline. Drives through the defense. Weaves puts it up. A wild shot. Got away with a charge again on Tyler Nealon. And the rebound's brought down by Cosbrook. Johnny forced that one. Come on, Johnny. Calm down, baby. Play your game. Don't force it. Matthew goes to Tyler Nealon, and he goes in the corner to Robert Clay. Robert lobs the ball at top for Matt Ascoke. Over to Nealon up top, 2:55 to go first half. New Haven 19, King Cove 17. Tyler holds up four fingers calling the play, goes left wing to Ascoke. He lobs it into Robert Clay. He goes up over Jordan Hamilton, shot off the rim, no good. Christensen with a good rebound, box out on Jeffrey Clay, gets it to Johnny Samuelson. He lobs it to Jordan. Jordan's going to bring it across the timeline to Mark Newton. Mark back out to Johnny near half court. Joseph Cosbrook just camping right in his armpit there. Knocks the ball away from behind. Goes to Jordan. Jordan traveled. Jordan had a good move there and just traveled before he made the move. And the ball goes over to New Haven.
Sorry about that.
A little emotional. That's why I got this thing here. Tyler with the ball goes right corner to Joseph Cosworth. Back to Nealon. He launches a three from the right wing, and it's nothing but net. That's 3 3-pointers by Tyler, and it's 22-17. New Haven with 2:07 to go. Johnny brings it up the front court underhand. Cross court pass to Mark Newton. Back to Johnny. Johnny goes to Mark. Mark's got a three. Passes up, gets it into Jordan. It's tapped away by Jeffrey Clay to Robert Clay. Up ahead to Matthew Ascoke, and he's blocked by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny blocked that shot clean. Christian, it looks like, could have recovered on the baseline. Matthew frustrated, slapping his hands, but that was a clean block, and we're going to have a full timeout by Coach Ralph Lindquist. 1:52 to go in the first half. I had to apologize to a couple of fans in front of me as I was beating on the bleacher behind him there when Jordan committed that traveling violation. Usually I'd be up in the KSDP skybox, but they got a video camera up there, and I knew I would probably demolish that thing after about 6 minutes of play, so I'm down here in the stands where you get the real feel of the game. I think Coach Bob Rychnowski is happy with how this game is going for his Malamutes, leading by 5 with 1:52 to go in the first half. Robert Clay has shown no ill effects from the knee injury. He has 7 points, 9 for Tyler Nealon, 4 for Matthew Ascoke, 2 for Cosworth. Clay to inbound underneath the New Haven basket. And the ball is lobbed out top for Tyler Nealon. Back to Robert Clay in the corner. Robert launches a three. Long, the rebound. Christian taps it up to Matthew Ascoke. Gets it. He goes up and gets the basket, and they're going to call a foul on Jordan Hamilton, who was standing straight up and down. That's Jordan's third. Ascoke with the bucket. 6 points in the game. Avery Samuelson checks into the game for Mark Newton. The way they've been letting them play football out here, they really need to get consistent.
You guys are consistent out here. This is ridiculous.
Some of the fans getting into the game and yelling a little loud. I don't know who they are. Well, they have not put that bucket. Actually, they credited that bucket. Now they get it right. Matthew completes a three-point play, and it should be 25-17. It shows there they get it right. 25-17 with 1:39 to go. Johnny spins, goes to Avery, back to Johnny up top. Jordan takes the seat now, and Josiah Mack checked in. Now Johnny's pass is stolen by Ascoke. He goes coast to coast, misses the layup. Rebound by Christensen, and over the back call on Joseph Cosbrook. Good hustle on defense by Johnny and Christian after Johnny threw a lazy bounce pass that Ascoke intercepted. That's the fourth team foul. No, actually, that's 16 foul New Haven. Johnny with the ball, a minute and a quarter to go in the first half. Cosbrook, or Johnny gets the ball to Cody. His pass in the middle is knocked away, intended for Christians, and bounces off the backboard and recovered by Tyler Nealon, and he'll walk it across the line for New Haven. They lead by eight. Coach Ralph Lindquist standing at the end of the T-Jacks bench. Robert holds the ball high, goes to Cosbrook. He gets it to Jeffrey Clay, puts the ball up and in off the glass. 10-point lead for New Haven. Coach Lindquist just folds his arms across his King Cove hoodie, now puts his hands in his pockets as Johnny brings the ball across the line. Avery Samuelson for a long-range three from the corner, and it's good. Two threes by Avery. He's two for three from long range. Under a minute to go, 27-20. Big bucket by Avery Samuelson. Tyler goes to Robert Clay, left wing. Cody Mack right in his face. He gets it back out to Tyler, who now dribbles and throws it right side to Cosbrook, to Anilin, to Robert Clay. Robert goes to Cosbrook in the lane. He goes up, and he's fouled from behind or from the front. Johnny and Christian made a Joseph Cosbrook sandwich there. Not sure who's going to be called with the call for the foul. Johnny is first, team's fifth. Cosbrook to shoot two. His first one is up and no good. 27-20, New Haven with the lead. Johnny and Josiah on the bottom blockout positions for the T-Jacks. Cosbrook to shoot a second one. 30.6 seconds to go. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound. Chased down by Cosbrook. How does that happen? Now he lobs a pass, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Robert Clay. He wants to say it was off of Christian. Christian was falling to the ground, though. Not sure who it went out off of, but the call goes the T-Jacks' way. With under 30 seconds to go, Johnny brings the ball up. 27-20, New Haven leading. Johnny drives the lane, goes up with the left hand. No good. Johnny forced that one. Asco comes down with the ball. 11 seconds to go. He dribbles and now goes up with a shot from the right or the left-hand baseline and hits it. It's good. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. 3 seconds to go. Johnny drives up, launches a three at the buzzer. No good. And that ends a less than stellar first half of action for our T-Jacks. The score at the half, New Haven 29, King Cove 20. New Haven held a 17-12 advantage after one quarter. They've increased it to 9 at the half. And for the T-Jacks at the half, Johnny Samuelson with 8, Jordan Hamilton with 2, 4 for Christian, 6 for Avery. For New Haven, 9 for Anilin, 7 for Robert Clay, 2 for Jeff Clay. Matthew Ascoke, who usually kills us in the fourth quarter, has 9 and 2 for Cosbrook. So that's your score at the half. King Cove trailing New Haven in this championship game of the region here at Eagle Arena and Sandpoint School by a score of 29-20. And we're going to send it back for about 8 minutes to the studio in Kells Hetherington.
Hey, thanks, Rob. An exciting game going on there. We'll rejoin Rob Lanham for more play-by-play action at the Eagles Arena right here in Sandpoint. Right now, we'll go to music, and then we'll rejoin Rob Lanham in about 8 minutes.